The betting calendar is absolutely loaded right now. Baseball in full swing. NBA, NHL playoffs already underway. If you want to get really spicy, you can even bet the WNBA. Look, I'm not judging. Action's action. The question is, where are you betting? Because that matters just as much as what you're betting. That's why I go to mybookie.ag. And why you should too. New to MyBookie? Use promo code ZABE on your first deposit. If your first bet loses, you get a full refund up to $500 back in free play, plus $25 in casino credit just for showing up. MyBookie.ag, promo code ZABE. Check the site for offer details and to confirm availability in your state. Bet smart, get paid. A while back, I went to get a life insurance policy the old-fashioned way. Physical exam, blood work, the whole thing. They turned me down. My numbers were bad. Now that rejection ended up being one of the best things that has happened to me. It kicked the health journey that I am still on. Down 30 pounds and counting. But I realize not everybody's in that situation. Maybe you've just been putting it off. Maybe the process always seemed like too much of a hassle. That's exactly what Ethos fixes. Ethos helps you find life insurance completely online, no medical exam, just a few simple health questions. Get a quote in seconds. Apply in minutes. Same day coverage up to $3 million in protection. And some policies are as low as $30 a month. There's no excuse to keep waiting on this one. Take 10 minutes and get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Take 10 minutes and get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Free quote at ethos.com/ZABE. ETHOS.com/ZABE. Application times may vary. Rates may vary. This is the ZABE cast. From the mean streets of McLean, Virginia, to the Harvard of the West, UC Santa Barbara. You got 30 minutes for some honest conversation about sports, life, and more? Well, good. Buckle up and let's go.
Here we go.
A glorious Thursday, August 6th to you, my friendos and ZABEcast addicts far and wide. I know you are out there. I hope you had half as good a day as I did on Wednesday. A quadfecta of manly fun with friends and co-workers. Golf, bowling, steak dinner, and a Major League Baseball game to boot. And all of it, well, except for the bowling, at no cost to the league. Welcome aboard, everybody. ZABE here. It was a glorious day. I'm going to tell you about it. You're going to hear our little steakhouse confidential on the road this week from Henry Flock Steakhouse in lovely West Dallas, Wisconsin. Myself, Josh, Getter, Wolfie. We had a day. I mean, we had a day. Seriously. And it all almost started by saying, yeah, nah. The weather forecast for yesterday in Milwaukee was going to be rain showers all day long. On and off rain showers all day long, including downpours that could have dumped as much as 2 inches of rain during the day. Well, I can assure you none of us were eager to go out in that. Don't need to. It's a home game. We're not going to do it. Luckily for us, as I looked at the radar and made an executive decision early in the morning, before I made that decision, I was able to text a certified, bona fide, giant in the market meteorologist, Mark Baden of WISN. And I said, Mark, I need your help here. Should we golf today or try to golf? And he said, yeah, sure. He said, it looks like the rain showers are falling apart before they reach us as I look at the radar. But, you know, you might get rained on, but, you know, you get through it. It won't be too bad. So I said, okay, screw it. Let's go ahead and do it. And luckily for us, out at fantastic Brown Deer Golf Course, the crown jewel of the Milwaukee County Parks Golf Network of courses, it was empty. They had run a ladies' scramble in the morning, and it was clear by the time we teed off at 11:45. We ripped around Brown Deer in 3 hours, and we could have gone even faster. We stopped at the turn for beers and brats And that slowed us down by almost 10 minutes. But it was glorious. And I said after like the second hole, I said to Gitter and the guys, I go, okay, I'm going to start making some rules here. You're just going to have to come along. I said, we are playing get it over with golf, sort of like married for 50 years sex golf. Get it over with. You want to do it? Get it over with. So in other words, it's like extreme ready golf, not just on the tee, whoever's ready to tee off, but I'm talking at any point in the fairway, around the green, on the green. So if you walk up to the green and I've got a 5-footer and your partner has a 50, well, not even partner, we didn't play for money, but let's say player two has a 15-footer, one guy's off the green, one guy's in a bunker. If you walk up to your 5-footer and the other guys aren't actively about to hit, putt it, play it. I don't think I lined up a single putt today other than just doing it a quick eyeball. And I played great after a nasty 7 on the first hole. In fact, I shot 74 when it was all said and done with a 7 on the first hole. And I didn't take my glove off, which felt weird at first because I'm in the habit of doing it, you know. For those that don't play golf, you hit a shot with your glove on, and usually you keep it on until you get to the green, and then once you're on the green, you take your glove off so it both lets it breathe and doesn't get too sweaty during the round of golf, and then it also, you know, purportedly gives you better feel, better tactile touch with the putter. I don't know if it works or not. I know this. Not lining up putts works. Not caring about my score worked. Because golf seemed easy, and we didn't get a single drop of rain. So thank you, Mark Baden, for encouraging us to go play, and for also the personalized microcast as well. I was also trying to make dumb rules. Like at one point, I told the guys, I go, okay, we're leaving the trash in the dumpster. Huh? What does that mean? I go, when you putt out, and we're all putting out on everything, with no scrapeaways, but when you putt out, you leave your ball in the hole until all four of us are in the hole. And then one person has to pull the pin real hard to eject the four balls. But you got to make a sound like an explosion or something. I'm just making up dumb rules left and right. Then we're like, ooh, what if somebody's ball comes out of the hole and then falls back into it once you pull the pin with all the garbage in the dumpster? And we're like, oh, you have to tee off in the next hole with your pants around your ankles. Oh, yeah, that'd be great. We didn't play by these rules. We were just trying to make the dumbest rules possible. This all came from a discussion with the guys about what's the dumbest rule you've heard one of your buddies plays. And one of the guys, I think it was either Josh or Wolfie, said, they have a rule that if you hit a live animal, a bird, squirrel, a dog, a cat, a fox, a snake. If you hit a live animal, it's a hole in one. I'm like, okay, that's a new one. I've never heard that one. Please don't try to hit the animals, but yeah. So great time, played so fast, had a blast. The course is amazing. And we were done with that. Well, Josh then, getting full of energy, said, let's go bowling. Now, bowling is Josh's thing. He played collegiately. He bowled collegiately at Wichita State. He grew up with a father who was a bowling alley mechanic for several years until he was like 6 years old. And he's really good. He throws a big old lefty hook that just crashes into the pocket. He also has a bowling ball caddy with three balls. And I'm like, that's bullshit, man. That is number one bullshit. You can't have three balls. You should have to bowl with just one ball. None of these spare balls, specialty balls, split balls, one ball. But that's just me. Obviously, the rules of bowling say you can use multiple balls. I don't think most guys carry more than three into the alley, but maybe they do. I'm sorry, not the bowling alley, but the bowling center. They had a big thing where they were trying to manage the potentially derogatory terms of bowling at one point, where they were literally the American Bowling Congress, ABC, put out a memo saying, look, we don't want to call bowling centers bowling alleys. It sounds seedy. Of course, we were playing at a bowling alley that I just loved it because it was so old school and family owned and honestly run down, but it still worked. There was one woman in there. She was super glad to see us at 3 o'clock on a Wednesday afternoon in the dead of summer. And so, yes, she happily took our $4 per game and $3 for a shoe rental and put it into the till. Cash only, oh, by the way. But Josh and Wolfie are really good. They bowl competitively, state tournaments and such like that. Josh is better than Wolfie, but Wolfie's no scrub. He can break 200. He's had a perfect game before. And Josh, or Gitter, and I suck. So it was like the opposite of golf because Josh and Wolfie are not very good at golf, but they can do a little bit. And I'm just sitting there watching Josh throw four strikes in a row that just destroy the pins. Just a flurry of pins with a big old hook hitting the pocket perfect. And I'm like, damn, how do you do that? And he said, that's what I say when you hit the fairway down the middle virtually every time. And I said, okay, fair point on that. But anyway, we had a great time bowling. You'll hear more about it coming up in Steakhouse Confidential. And then after our steak dinner at Henry Flocks, we went to the Brewer game. Now, the notable thing from the Brewer game, in addition to the fact that they beat the Pirates and beat Paul Skeens, Skeens is not right. Velo's been down. ERA is creeping up almost over 4 at this point. I talked to my buddy Ryan McElwee, who is from Milwaukee, but he's a Pittsburgh fan by heart. He's a Yinzer by heart. And so I said, what do you think is going on with him? And he's like, I just think he can't locate it. The velocity is there when he wants it. He's just not throwing it as hard as he normally does. I said, okay, that could be the case. Of course, they're not really talking about it. That's another thing in Pittsburgh, is that there's not really any talk of what's wrong. It's just, well, this is just a bit of a tough year. Baseball players are so superstitious and so jinx-aphobic. They don't want to talk about this kind of stuff. Now, my boy Rhino's wife put it more bluntly. She said, I've got a theory. I go, oh, do tell, because I saw him at the game between innings. And she said, it's got to be something at home. Got to be something with Livy Dunn. Livy Dunn is now in this Baywatch reboot. And so her Hollywood career, following her gymnastics career, is kind of starting to take off. And while, you know, I'm sure they've got a good, wonderful, healthy young marriage, or maybe they don't, but who knows? Let's assume they do. If you got a pitcher who's used to this beautiful, athletic, petite fireball being with you at home to go, you did so great tonight, honey. Can I rub your feet? And now she's out in Hollywood with who knows who, and her career is starting to go in a different direction. I don't know. Maybe that's it. Of course, it could just be baseball. Baseball is indecipherable on any given Tuesday or Wednesday, sometimes, why things are the way they are. Christian Yelich got 2 hits, and boy, did he need those 2 hits. Yelich has been in such a funk for the Brewers. It's gotten to the point where he was booed a little bit, not a ton, but booed a little bit. And I asked the question to the guys, as we're watching him go for 0-for-4 on Tuesday night, I said, guys, do you feel any sympathy at all for Yelich? And they were like, hell, 2 of the guys were like, hell no. Saying, oh, boo-hoo. Bench him. He stinks. He can't hit water if he falls out of a boat right now. And I said, okay, hold on a second. As painful as it is to watch Christian Yelich, imagine how much worse it is to be Christian Yelich. And again, the salary came up, and I again tried to say, you got to stop with the salary. All of these athletes make way too much money. They make an absurd amount of money. It's because sports is a multi-billion dollar industry. Forget it. Forget about the salary for a second. Think about this. Yelich is a good guy who goes out there every night and he tries. He doesn't want to suck. He doesn't want to look like a clown going 0-4. But he goes out there knowing, I am in such a funk. I don't even know what I'm doing. I don't know what swing thoughts I have. And I hate this. I hate this for myself, for my teammates, for my family, for everybody. But he's going to answer the call. He's going to be a pro and go out there. I said, I, for one, sympathize with the funk he is in. After the game, his manager, Murph, stuck up for him saying, look, I don't just want to bench a guy like that. He's done so much for the team, and you know we need to support him when we can. And I thought it was a good answer. I explained it's like, you know, the reason that Murphy can do this is because he's got the luxury of being the first 70-win team, being in first place, that he can leave what looks like a wilting potted plant above your kitchen sink in the windowsill. He can afford to leave it there a little longer to maybe if we get a sunny day, get some sunlight. And I'll give it a little bit of water with a little eyedropper. Like, come on, let's go. He can afford to do that for at least a while longer. These two hits for Yelich on Wednesday night were so needed. And the double that scored a run elicited a roar, a sharp, absolute pop that I heard it standing outside in the concourse because I was in line for Dippin' Dots. I know. Had to miss some of the game, and I missed the best highlight of the game, but I heard it. I heard this sharp roar, and I kind of hopped out of line for a second, went over to the portal, and I looked out, and I saw him there, and I'm like, all right, he got a hit. So call me a softy. If a guy is stealing money and not trying, if a guy is a bad guy, a douchebag, who is, you know, like a Deshaun Watson type, yeah, that you can say I don't feel bad for him. But the good guys in sports who are in a deep funk, I, for one, have sympathy for that. Two nights of baseball in a row for me. I would dare say I don't think I ever remember going to two baseball games in two nights. And get this, I stayed to the end. I did not ail theory it. Okay, well, second night I kind of ailed it. I could have stayed. But my hotel is so close to American Family Field, it was like, I got nowhere to be. Let me stay to the end. I'm having a good time. Two nights of baseball in a row. It makes me appreciate those who have the sick addiction to America's pastime that will go 41 for 41 home games. No, I'm sorry, not 41 for 41, 81 for 81. I believe, and I'm not sure they went the full 81, but I believe the movie Fever Pitch with Jimmy Fallon and Drew Barrymore sort of chronicled what that life is when you are going to the ballpark every single night. I mean, if you love baseball, it becomes, I'm sure, familiar and a wonderful place and a community that you get to love. For me, I'll watch my baseball on TV till maybe the playoffs, but it was a good time. Coming up, our Steakhouse Confidential from Henry Flocks, and then after that, Live 2.0. Is this a path forward for the league without their Saudi sugar daddies, or is it going to be an artful way to essentially stiff John Rahm of $100 million or more? I'll talk about that coming up. You are listening to the Zabecast. All right, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a blackjack guy. Always have been. It's the one casino game where your decisions actually matter. Hit or stand, double down, split. You're not just watching a slot machine and hoping for the best. MyBookie.ag has live dealer blackjack. Real person, on camera, dealing cards in real time. And a full casino beyond that. Roulette, craps, slots, poker, all of it right on your phone. New players get $25 in casino credit just for making a first deposit. Use promo code ZABE. Go try the tables on them. MyBookie.ag, promo code ZABE. Check the site for offer details and to confirm availability in your state. Bet smart. Get paid.
Did you get a drink?
You got a beer? Yeah. I got a soda?
Yeah. Cheers, boys. To the third leg of a quadfecta day.
Yes.
We are going, we've already went golfing. We have gone bowling.
Yeah.
An amazing thing happened while bowling. We got to tell you about that. We're now eating here at Henry Flock's wonderful steakhouse in the heart of West Allis, Wisconsin, home to numerous Olympic speed skating champions. West Allis, correct? Isn't the national, Dan Jansen's from here, isn't the national speed skating center right the down the road?
The Pettit National Fair. Ice Center is
State Fair Park.
Right.
At State Fair Park, which is also in West Allis.
Right. And State Fair in Wisconsin begins tomorrow, and Josh is going to get his eat on. You love State Fair, Wolfie, almost as much as he does.
Are you coming with us tomorrow?
I got to work in the morning, but I'm going.
We're going late afternoon.
Perfect. I'll see you there.
Steve Zabin
has never been.
Is coming
what?
With
really?
Julie and I.
Never been, yeah.
He said the first time he wants to go is going to be while Julie and I try the Sporkies. Of all the days to go, I was like,
it's
okay.
The day. Get ready.
Okay, bud. So you're going to see Julie in her element for sure.
So wait a minute. So you only do the eating on one day?
No. There's
food. Always eating.
There's always there's eating. A million things to eat. But the first day is when you eat the new foods that were awarded as the best new foods.
Okay.
Julie and I, in past years, have found that those are not the correct choices by the judges.
Really?
So we try to help people via TikTok and other social media by saying, instead of paying $12 to get the Sporky, get this one that should have won.
Right. Okay. Well, the Sporkies are often Frankenfood, are they not? They are purposefully
most of the food is breaking through.
Food that's like, hey, what if we deep fried a stick of butter and served it?
And they don't taste them before that we award them.
No, they don't.
The awards are based solely on description.
No.
Yes.
No, that's not true.
They literally
there's a judging. It was on Tuesday. There's a judging. There are people that are chosen. Yep. So the finalists are chosen based on the names.
So the winner was the Berea Flamin' Bombs Fiesta Grill and Canteen were selected the best.
So the Sporkies are how many different new items? 5, 10, 15, 20?
So there are finalists and then there are winners. So
broad
I'm going to say
when
they narrow down the finalists.
Yeah.
That's based on
there were
the name. So they sound.
Correct. The finalists are based on name. I'm going to say 10.
It says 8 Sporkies and 4 drinking finalists.
Okay, so
eight food and 4 drinks.
Do individual restaurateurs, Wolfie, submit for the Sporkies?
One's at the fair, yeah.
Oh, you have to be at the fair.
Yeah, the people at the fair.
And to be at the fair, you got to pay money.
Yeah.
Right?
And Steph,
are you at the fair?
No, I'm at the fair. Not.
No, but is Henry Flocks?
No.
Is Natty Oaks?
No, because I
haven't ever thought about
the
it.
Fair. Yeah.
Like, I want to go
to the fair.
I don't
want to
work
there.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to hate the fair.
How many days is the state fair?
10. 11.
11 days.
Has it always been 11?
Sunday.
Yep. It's always 11 days.
Okay. And have they ever talked about shortening it or lengthening it?
No, and that was a big point of contention with the... Thank you so much.
Look at that cocktail. That actually looks lovely.
Yeah, it is lovely.
I'm sorry I disparaged you.
Yeah.
You said allergies.
With a... Yeah. Are you guys ready to order?
Sure.
That's enough, then.
That's enough.
We can split the shrimp and the curds, and we'll be good to go.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, so every year, there's Sporkies submitted by the food vendors who are at State Fair.
Yes.
And they're usually different, creative, wild kind of things.
So every year there's new foods. There's a whole new food list. It's probably 50 items. And they have to tell the State Fair what the new item is. Then they take those new foods. It has to be a new food every year. And they choose 8 to 10 finalists. Then
they
those,
being state fair, state fair organizers
correct.
Choose.
And then those finalists have to show up before the state fair and cook and make the food to then be judged to where 3 of the 8 become the winners, third place, second place.
Is the judging done in public?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever been a judge?
No, but I talked
like
to Sherry
to
Black, not me, Julie.
Oh, Julie.
I said,
so your wife is the real gourmand of State Fair.
Our whole bit is she can eat a food. You'll see this on Thursday. And she'll eat something and she'll go, okay, it's crunchy, but it's not hard. And you can really taste the difference. And she'll talk with her hand.
And gets into it.
And then I go.
I've seen her TikToks.
And then I go, this one's good. Get this one.
Right.
Or I go, nah. Okay. This one's not good.
But Julie has a very sophisticated and specific set of
And the thing is that we've found that across the people that go to State Fair, we hit everyone. There are people that don't want to hear about all that. Just tell me, is it good? Should I get it? They like what I say. Then there are foodies that go, don't tell me why it's good, or tell me that it's good. Tell me why it's good.
Right.
Like Julie's TikTok. So together.
Who's the most famous food guy on TV? Was it Anthony Bourdain? He killed himself, didn't he? Who committed suicide?
There they think he did.
Guy Fieri, isn't it Guy Fieri?
Okay, so Guy Flavortown.
All right, do you guys...
Emerald.
Do you watch Guy Fieri's Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives?
I don't.
Okay. Do you know what happened with that show and the restaurants he would go feature?
Did they tank? Is that
it
a thing?
It fucked them up. It did because...
They got too busy?
Yes, because it became tourist destinations... So they would get overwhelmed at certain times of the year. They couldn't then deliver the food experience, which you know as a restaurateur is very crucial and finicky, in a way that would please everybody. And then people started ripping it, going, I can't believe Guy Fieri came to this place, you know, Burger City.
Did you see the same thing happened with Bar Rescue? Do you know about the show Bar Rescue?
I know Bar Rescue, yeah.
So there were multiple bars in Milwaukee that did that, and then it got to the point to where no bar would let them do it because it seemed like they would come in, fix it, and then 6 months to a year later, it's closed.
Well, Journal Sentinel just had a list of all the all the Wisconsin restaurants that had been rescued by Bar Rescue, and if they're still open, if they're not. It was this week.
They asked you?
Yeah. They're like, hey, do you want to be on Bar Rescue? I was like, do I want to get yelled at? And no, I'm good. Thanks. Why would we want to do that?
So they wanted Natty Oaks on Bar Rescue?
Yeah.
Oh, they would have fucked you up. They would have said, you need to take out a loan to redo this and close down.
Killing Santa.
Right. And then,
is this a Christmas bar? If it's a Christmas bar, it's got to be a Christmas bar all year long.
Yeah.
Either commit to Santa or get rid of Santa. What is...
Oh, my God.
Live reindeer.
By the way, I hear he's got a roster of Santa's staff.
I don't know what you mean. There's only one Santa.
Oh, you're right.
Santa Claus.
Well, sorry about that. I forgot. Silly me. All right. So bowling today was good. Golf was good today. Today at bowling, something amazing happened because Josh steps up, and because he's good at bowling, throws a strike. Then Wolfie steps up, and because he's also good at bowling, throws a strike. Getter is third. He steps up and unbelievably throws a strike.
These are the start first the game.
To start the game no of warm-ups. An impromptu.
No warm-ups. Yeah, no warm-ups.
No warm-ups. Impromptu.
Except Josh. Josh had one warm-up.
Yeah, technically. That's technicality.
Getter and I are golfers. We learned there's no driving range for bowling alleys.
Yeah, correct.
Like, where's the lane you just go practice on before coming over to the real one?
Well, they let you warm up in league, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
For league.
So the thought that there'd be three strikes out of the gate in an impromptu session of bowling that we just whistled in between. We played golf so fast because nobody was out at Brown Deer because everyone thought it was going to rain all day that we went to go bowl and we bowled at this really homey, family run, cash only bowling alley. Dozen lanes.
Yeah.
Give them a shout out. Their name is
Burnham Bowl.
Burnham Bowl right here in Burnham. Dallas.
Yep.
Yeah.
16th and Burnham.
Right. Cash only is like, how much is bowling? It was like $3 a game. And we're like...
$4, $3 for shoes.
Right. And the shoes were super ancient.
And you almost knocked out with yours.
I didn't.
They're the normal bowling shoes.
I mean, they look... They're like bowling shoes. Yeah.
So there I am with cameras rolling from Josh, because he was going to capture the moment, get the assets, trying to throw a strike.
Right. Because it was incredible. The fact that Brian and I struck.
No big deal.
You're like me and Gitter making
to
pars.
To stay humble. Right. It's like if
you're like four pars on the first hole of
correct.
Golf.
Correct.
Which we did not do.
Which no, we did.
Made a seven on the first hole of golf today.
I made a seven, had the best scoring round. 74.
Yes, you did.
I had a bunch of sevens, was very happy.
With that.
I had an eagle.
What was your actual score, though?
I had a four.
I'll take it four.
So anyway, long story short, short story long, I somehow made a strike.
You struck two.
On camera, under pressure, that's four in a row out of the gate. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. We're about to have a steak here at Henry Flox. Going to go see the Brewers tonight. Is the new guy starting May?
Tomorrow.
Harrison's back today.
Harrison's
tonight. Yeah.
Harrison and Skeens.
Oh, Skeens.
Yeah, right, broken Skeens.
Yeah. All right, what's up with Skeens' velo? Have you guys been seeing this?
He don't throw hard no more.
He don't throw hard no more.
Conspiracy, tinfoil hat.
Yeah.
It's so that he can go to the Dodgers.
Shut up.
He's got to find a way to be bad enough that he can get out of Pittsburgh.
This is like when James Harden tried to get out of Houston wearing four shooting shirts to look all fat and shit.
He showed up
to the Sixers and it looks fine.
I think the real question
is... Wolfie's got seven shirts on right now.
Is Libby Dunn?
That's a great question. Libby Dunn around the horn. She your type? Gymnast.
My type?
No. Tiny.
No, my type is my wife and only...
But she's favorite.
Your wife is 6'2".
Yes.
Former volleyball player.
Correct.
Former light bulb
champion. Was she a libero?
Former...
No.
Setter?
Nope.
No, had to be a middle blocker.
Keep being stuff.
Why can't she be a setter? Just because she's tall?
Getter, Libby Dunn your type?
No, my girlfriend is my type.
Just because we're on a
You're
podcast.
You're not married.
This podcast was supposed to be, Henry Flox Confidential.
Yeah.
Pretend like we're not picked up. Pretend like this is not going out to anybody. You are the
Except
worst,
it is,
Getter.
Let me,
I know.
Let me be.
Why would the worst?
I would say she's not my type because gymnasts are short and muscular. Yeah. I'm not saying she's not a lovely person. She probably is. I'm just saying that generally speaking, tennis players, soccer players, volleyball players for sure, that's more my type as far as athletes go. And, and discus throwers, but not shot putters.
Yeah, she's a little person.
Helga, shot putters from Eastern Europe, not exactly my type.
I worry that...
Double egg label.
There are certain... Something happened with women at some point in time where
we're going to let Josh take it.
All right.
I reached to where I couldn't tell if they were 18 or 37.
Oh, you got old. That's what happened.
You got old.
Yeah, that's how it works.
I look at Libby Dunn
your eyes.
And I'm like, I don't know. How old are you? Are you in high school?
See.
Are you my age? Are you? I have no idea.
She's not your age.
I feel like I
Definitely
see her. And I would be like, you look like a child. Like, I can't.
You're old.
Okay.
You're old.
I'm old.
No.
You've gotten old.
Now, you don't have daughters.
I'm officially old.
You don't have daughters like I do. But wait until you have kids that are the age of your daughters. It will category delete a whole bunch of women that are objectively very hot because all you see is,
daughter.
She could be friends with my daughter. Like, that is completely weird and no.
Right, your brain.
Your brain doesn't even register.
Right.
That's why.
That's why
45-year-old former soap
that's
stars.
I'm an 8-year-old.
Yeah. That's why when you're 55 or so, you're looking at like 48-year-old Game of Thrones actresses. And you're going, man, she's hot. It's like, she's 45. I know. It's like, yeah, she's 10 years younger. That's respectable if it were to ever happen. So, all right, we're going to enjoy our appetizers. Right here, we have got the curds, which are lovely.
Try a curd.
Amazing.
Shrimp are great. I've already tried a curd.
What did you think?
It was succulent.
Okay.
Delicious.
So, here's one thing I want to talk about. I want this to be a part of the podcast.
All right.
So, I do a podcast with Visit Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And they push cheese curds on every guest. If you're not from the area,
they're asking them,
where have you had the cheese curds?
Oh.
Think are the best cheese curds.
What if a guest says, meh, don't really care.
Some
for
do. Them. Some go, cheese curds really aren't my thing.
Yeah.
And we kind of look at them like, get out of here. Loser.
You know what?
But so,
I'll tell you what I don't care for here is custard. And that is blasphemous.
Yeah, well, that's just because you're terrible.
No, but, like ice cream instead.
But ice cream is so bland.
Bland. Ice cream's ice cream.
No.
It's bland.
You're right. Ice cream is ice cream. But it's not custard.
If custard was truly superior, it would have eliminated ice cream from the landscape. Like a predator.
It's not true.
It would have. If Dave, Dippin' there's Dots were the ice cream of the future, then we wouldn't have regular ice cream.
They still are. For
20 years.
They still are.
For 20 years.
It's not everywhere because custard is a lot more fattening than ice cream is.
Okay.
A lot of places go, yeah, we're going to have the sweet treat that like doesn't have an additional 9,000 calories.
It's not that I don't.
Right. And then there's Froyo. That's Froyo. On the other
we're gonna
side.
Have Froyo.
No, Froyo is trash. Let's get that on record right away. And also, sherbet, you can have sherbet.
Whoa, I like sherbet.
I like it. Okay, I'll have it. Okay. Custard Wolfie.
I like it a lot.
What?
Sherbet.
Yeah.
Sherbet?
Well, I've heard it both ways.
It is both ways.
I've literally heard it both ways. I will have custard, but I don't seek it out. Like, it isn't repulsive to me, but I don't, like, hone in on it.
Where do you go to get ice cream when you come to Wisconsin?
The grocery store, Ben and Jerry's, Americo and Green. There's never been a greater ice cream flavor than that, and I will stand on 10 toes on that business.
You okay. Ooh. If you are going somewhere to get ice cream in the state of Wisconsin, where do you go?
I mean, probably Culver's.
Which is Custer's.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Don't they
yeah.
Have, but they have some ice cream there, I believe. I believe no. They got ice cream and they got custard.
No.
Custard.
Wow. Okay. Well, I had it the other night. It's good.
Yeah.
Shocking. It's good.
Weird.
I had it. It was good.
I actually like custard. Yeah.
No, I'm actually a big fan. Right.
Oh, yeah.
All right. That's with that, we'll take a break and eat our food. It is Henry Flock's Confidential Tonight, kids.
Okay, let's end on this Live 2.0 thing. So Scott O'Neill made an announcement with the Live Golf League that they had secured a major investor to allow for a season next year of a newly revamped Live Golf League that would play 5 tournaments in the U.S. and 5 tournaments overseas. 10 total. And that the players would be given major equity stakes in the new business venture. Oh, equity. Yeah. Can I buy a house with that equity? No. Can I send a chunk of that equity to pay off my credit card bill? You may not. But it's a piece of the future revenues of this new great golf league that has 10 events. 10. I see what they're doing here. Obviously, they're trying to stay alive. That's the number one goal. Keep the concept alive to some degree. But a 10-event tour is not going to be much, and there is going to be a mass exodus of players who have either gotten paid or they really weren't that good to begin with, and they just need to play more than 10 events. The one guy who does not need, probably, or is maybe fine with this, is DeChambeau. DeChambeau and Rahm are the two highest paid guys on that tour. DeChambeau got paid a lot of money up front. That up front money is over because his deal is about up. Rahm, though, has a lot of money left to go because he was like the last big name in. For DeChambeau, he probably looks at it like, hey, 10 events, 10 goofball events with my team, the Crushers, which against a further weakened league with more exodus of good players to either go back to the PGA Tour hat in hand or to play on the DP World Tour or who knows where, he's probably thinking these are going to be 10 shooting fish in a barrel events. I'm in on that. I will be eligible for the 4 majors, I think, for the next, I'm not sure how long. And between that and YouTube, for Bryson, he'd probably be fine with that schedule. The problem is, for everyone else that's trying to make a living in a very competitive landscape of professional golf, no, they cannot do that. They will need more events going forward. All right, that'll do it for me today. Thank you so much for listening and downloading. And I do hope you rate and review. The week is coming to an end here. It's been a good week in Milwaukee, the good land, as it's called. And I've enjoyed every bit of it. And of course, I want to remind you can listen to me for an hour a day on 1250 AM The Fan, also on 105.7 FM in Milwaukee. Myself and Josh do that hour from 8 to 9 Central Time, which is 9 to 10 Eastern. You can get it on the Audacy app. Go to AUDACY on your app browser, on your app store, Google Play or your app store for Apple. Get the Audacy app, search my name, and you'll see it come up, and then you can listen to my hour with Josh, talking mostly Wisconsin sports, but other stuff as well, Monday through Friday. And I thank you for that. Have yourself a Cracker Jack Thursday. Get out there and do a ridiculous number of fun things in one day, because we did, and I would highly recommend it. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next time. Why in the world would anybody put chains on me? Yeah. I'm paid my dues to make it. Everybody wants me to be what they want me to be. I'm not happy when I try to fake. The playoffs are here, people. NBA and NHL, both going at the same time. That's the best 2 weeks in the sports calendar, right? And it goes fast. More games, more angles, more ways to be right, and more ways to win. That's the fun. MyBookie.ag has it all. And right now, for new players, use promo code ZABE on your first deposit. And if your first bet doesn't hit, they refund it. Up to $500 back as free play, one-time rollover. Plus $25 in casino credit automatically. That's called insurance, my friends. MyBookie.ag, promo code ZABE. Check the site for offer details and to confirm availability in your state. Bet smart, get paid.